Our Adam Schefter reporting that the Cowboys are now listening to trade offers for Micah Parsons. What's your reaction to that?
Micah Parsons, hey, look, you can report all you want. There's no way they're allowing Micah Parsons to go anywhere. All of it, all of this is part of the negotiations. And as I talked to Jerry the other day on my podcast, and he was talking about it the other day when he tried to make that offer, he said somebody told him to shove it up his rear and all of that. I honestly, it blew my mind. It blew my mind that any kind of conversation like that would be going on in a situation like this. Micah Parsons, I want him to take control of this thing and say, I don't care about you two and whatever y'all got going. Get y'all butts in a room and get my money on that paper. That's what you need to be doing. So I'm hoping that's what gets done. But I guarantee Micah Parsons not going anywhere. Jerry's not that crazy. This is all what we call just negotiation stuff.
60 minutes later, Micah Parsons was no longer a member of the Dallas Cowboys.
I think you mean 60 seconds.
Today is a great day.
It's a fantastic day, Denton.
It's the first Football Friday of the 2025 season, at least in college football.
Gave us our first winners yesterday. Thank you.
I handed out some money yesterday. I hope everyone was on USF. We won't talk about the other pick I gave out, but USF hit. And at like 4:30 p.m., 5 p.m.
I think it was 5 on the dot.
We get news from Adam Schefter. Micah Parsons gone in Dallas. Headed to the Green Bay Packers. Dallas gets Kenny Clark and two first-round picks in return. Today is a great day.
I'm so glad you're not laughing.
I'm laughing internally. The problem is my laugh on radio sounds a little too maniacal.
Well, this would be the time for it, my friend.
It would be the time, but I think I'm saving it for better days, Max. There will be many better days than this, because who trades a 26-year-old superstar who is approaching the prime of his career? He's not even in the prime yet, which is crazy because he's had 12 sacks every year of his career. He's approaching the prime of his career, and you trade him for two first-round picks and an aging defensive tackle. And it's not even like the first-round picks are going to be great picks because you're trading him to a contender. This senile bastard in Jerry Jones. What a moron. I am so glad that after 30 years of being the laughingstock, the Haynesworth deal, the Archuleta deal, Carson Wentz, McNabb, the list goes on and on and on, and by the grace of God himself, it's not us anymore. We are no longer the laughingstock because an 82-year-old billionaire who is effectively senile is in charge of what is supposed to be, and what effectively still is, despite all of this, the most powerful franchise in American sports. It's being run by an idiot. And by an idiot that thinks he's a genius. There's only one thing worse than an idiot, Max, and it's an idiot that thinks he's intelligent. Because you can't tell him nothing. And they took Micah Parsons and shipped him away. Jerry. 3 weeks ago, I was on this show talking about the NFC East and talking about why the offensive line was such a priority for Washington, because you had to go up against the Giants, and that Giants defensive line come week one scares me a little bit. You got to go up against Philadelphia. Philadelphia won a Super Bowl, didn't blitz a single time in that game. And you had to go up against arguably the best defensive player in the game in Micah Parsons. And then Jerry traded him away because he tried to get him to sign a contract like he's given away land in the 1800s when contracts weren't really a thing, because you had to get a literal feather and some ink to sign that thing, and it was so much easier to do it with a handshake. This guy is trapped 150-plus years ago trying to sign Micah Parsons to a deal. This absolute buffoon of a man. leather skin and all, this idiot. I am so glad, Max, I live in a time where I can watch Jerry Jones literally implode the organization that I hate the most in the NFL and do it from the inside while trying to convince everybody that he is a genius and doing the right thing.
I think you're a genius, Jerry.
What an intelligent man. This dude paid Dak Prescott $60 million. 60 with a 6 and a 0. Dak is like a 12 to 15 quarterback in this league. Especially when he paid him. There were some times where Dak was a top 10 quarterback. It is not when Jerry paid him. He's like a 12 to 15 quarterback in this league. He reset the market, which no one has topped since. A bunch of guys got paid this year. Nobody got $60 million. He'd pay Dak $60 million, but will not pay arguably the best player at the second most important position, $45 million. He instead lets Green Bay pay him $48 million, and he trades him away again for an aging defensive tackle and two first-round picks that likely are going to be late in the first round. You know who you're going to get that's better than Micah Parsons at pick number potentially 26, 27, 8, 9, 30, 31, 32? No one! No one! And then on top of that, Max, it just like, just when I thought, I was like, it's not going to get better. It gets better because this leather-faced idiot got in front of a microphone and said, we might flip these two first-round picks for a good player now. Who? Who is available?
I hear Michael Parsons is available.
You want to flip him for Trey Hendrickson now? Like, hey, Cincinnati, we'll give you two first. And then Jerry will get up at a press conference and be like, well, he had 17 and a half sacks 2 years in a row. He's clearly better than Micah Parsons. Well, yeah, who cares that he's 30 years old and Micah Parsons was 26? Who cares that the cap was moving up so the $48 million contract in a year and a half wouldn't even be all that crazy? Just take that out of your mind. He didn't like my handshake deal in 2025. I couldn't believe that yesterday was real. I couldn't.
It's one of those days that you just kind of wake up and it doesn't fully hit you about how great the day is until your head hits the pillow.
Like, my head hit the pillow very late last night. It was actually early
you,
this
man.
Morning. We'll get into that, though. College football was awesome last night.
Sick.
You texted me as I was on a run. The last time I got a big text when I was on a run, it was when Terry requested a trade.
Whew.
So you texted me. Let me pull up the text message.
I believe I said holy word you can't say.
Yeah, there has to be some family-friendly edits to that. Yes, you just said holy and then a word that starts with the letter S. And there was a tweet. And we know when you run, or not when you run, but when you pick your phone up, when you have a lot of messages, it just goes that, but it's just a link to an Adam Schefter tweet, but I can't see the tweet.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I have a feeling I think I know what this is, but I don't know how big of a holy S word this is actually going to be. My guess was this is something to do with Michael Parsons, because in fairness and in transparency, I had already written a segment about Michael Parsons that we were going to do to start the show, about how I think Adam Peters should sell everything other than Jaden and Terry to Dallas to get Michael Parsons. And I was going to have this crazy take. Phone lines were going to be out the wazoo. And I look at the tweet, and it says that Michael Parsons was dealt. And then this is not a shot at you, Max. I just had to do due diligence.
Understandable.
I just had to make sure that this was real.
I get it.
Because I've been fooled by the Adam Schefflers. You know, I've been fooled by all these guys. Schefter, there's like a 7 in there somewhere. I just had to make sure that this was going to be accurate. And Elon's Twitter, you don't know who is real and who's not anymore.
And there's another part of this tweet that I sent you that also kind of raises the red flag that it could be fake, because it says ESPN sources, Cowboys are trading 3-time All-Pro linebacker Micah Packers to the Green Bay Packers.
I can only imagine the heart rate of one Adam Schefter.
He's shaking
as he is breaking this news. So there was a video that was done by Sports Illustrated years ago. Like this had to be 2017 probably. in 2017, 2018, whenever A.J. Bouye went to the Jaguars, and you're probably like, what kind of sicko knows that off the top of my head?
I remember A.J. Bouye.
Everybody remembers A.J. Bouye because he took this Jacksonville defense and made them Saxonville. Then they made it to the NFC Championship. So that happened, I think, in 2018. So this had to be like the summer of 2017, or maybe it was released in 2018.
Sure.
But it was a day in the life of Adam Schefter in free agency. And I bring this up because this was around the time where it became socially acceptable for like Adam Schefter to be on his phone during television segments. There was a point in time, believe it or not, where that was a massive no-no. You have to get off of the screen. They cannot see you texting on your phone. That was also a point in time where beards were not allowed on television. Thank God we
for shame.
Thank God we have moved away from that. They also didn't really like tattoos on television, and now tattoos are on television.
Hell
but
yeah.
I bring this up because in this video, it's like 7 minutes. It was pretty cool. It came out when I was in college, like kind of, you know, cutting my teeth in the industry and doing all that sort of stuff. But in this video, Adam Schefter breaks the A.J. Bouye signing. It's like a free agency signing. And he's like shaking during that. Now, A.J. Bouye is a fine player. A.J. Bouye and Micah Parsons. And for a guy in Adam Schefter that seemingly never sleeps. Now, thankfully for him, I don't believe that he has to go into studio nearly as frequently, because there was a point in time where he lived, if the studio was in Connecticut, he lived in like somewhere in New York or New Jersey where it was a 90-minute commute to and from the studio. That means working 16-hour days. In the video, he had a driving service, which is smart, but he's working 16-hour days
commuting. I don't think he drives anymore.
I don't think he does.
Yeah, he can't.
He can. He's literally too busy.
Too important and too busy, yeah.
He's too, like, the worst thing about being Adam Schefter is like basic things, grocery store, can't do. Workout class, can't do. You ain't going to see Adam Schefter in a Zumba class.
It's true.
You know, Terry was doing yoga when he wasn't here. Adam Schefter ain't doing no yoga. He literally cannot. But this man had to be like shaking uncontrollably, heart rate at 1,000, breaking this. You don't see Schefty make mistakes, but Micah Packers was a new one.
Brand new.
It's a brand new one, but it's nowhere near as bad as Jerry Jones. Not once, not twice, but like 4 separate times. Calling Micah Parsons Michael. He said, Michael Parsons.
Michael.
And at first, when I saw this, I was like, well, maybe this is, we'll pull this audio up in a second so you, the listener, can hear it. And maybe you can see, you can hear what I thought at first. I thought it was just like the Arkansas Southern draw of Jerry Jones. Old dude, you know, kind of speaks like a grandma or a grandpa, which I guess he is because he's 82 years old. But I say that he has like a very similar cadence to my 92-year-old grandmother. She just speaks slowly, delayed. She doesn't have a Southern drawl because she's from Jersey and he's from Arkansas. So they're like two completely different beings. But I thought it was just like the Southern drawl of Jerry Jones not being able to properly pronounce Micah. And who knows what Jerry Jones was on, because he is a billionaire and he is definitely on something. But listen to this. This is Jerry Jones calling Micah Parsons, arguably the best defensive player in the league, and a guy that he just traded to the Green Bay Packers. This is Micah Parsons being called Michael by Jerry Jones.
There was no question in our mind that Michael could bring us a lot of resources on a trade.
It got so bad to where Stephen Jones had to stop Jerry and be like, Micah. It is not Michael. It is Micah.
And there was a moment in the presser where Jerry finally learned. I'll play that for you.
The other thing that I would like to say is I firmly did, made a commitment to Michael this spring, Micah, and paid him. And to pay him.
This guy is not a real human being. Like, you know, sometimes I envy billionaires, well, a lot of times, because $1 billion would solve a good majority of my problems in my life. But I'm like, you can't live like a normal life. You're like not a normal human. And this is a great example of this. How do you not know the guy's name? How do you constantly mess up the guy's name? And let alone, like, the handshake deal is the craziest thing in the world. Did he offer Dak Prescott a handshake deal for $60 million? Why is Micah Parsons any different than any of the other deals that Jerry has negotiated? You know what's not included in a handshake deal? Guaranteed money. The amount of years in fine print. Anything in fine print. You can create a handshake deal and then just load a bunch of stuff into the fine print, and then you're completely screwing over one Michael Parsons. Why on earth would anybody take that offer? And by the way, the offer was apparently not that impressive, all things considered. It was like $40.5 million, which at the time where they made that, I believe that would have been the highest pay, because I think the handshake deal was either right after or right before Jamar Chase. But Jamar Chase is getting like $40.1 mm-hmm. million. Dollars. So the $40.5 would have made Michael Parsons the highest paid defensive player and the highest paid nine quarterback in the NFL and NFL history. But then the TJ Watt contract kind of trumps that. So it's not going to be the same. And then you have this other team that's willing to offer him $48 million. This deal also was made way before we knew about it. And here is where I need to do a little bit of housekeeping. I'm going to be a very big man. Pause. I would like to apologize to Kay Adams. I said yesterday on the program, when Max brought up that Kay Adams had tweeted about the potential of this deal, I said, I don't know what Kay Adams knows. I don't know what authority she has when it comes to news breaking. It's not her bag, right? Great interviewer, hasn't really broken a lot of news. I didn't know that the pull that Kay Adams has was this strong. So for that, I would like to sincerely apologize to the lovely Kay Adams. I was not familiar with your game. You clearly are the queen of this. Please accept my apology. And if you could, maybe get Abdul Carter out of the division as well. You can do that next. Thank you. Or get the next pass rusher to come here. Because that is the only bad thing here, Max. Michael Parsons is done. He is out of here. That is great. I really wanted him to be here. I saw what they gave up being the Green Bay Packers, which was a big contract, obviously you were going to pay Michael Parsons. If you're trading for Michael Parsons, you are going to pay Michael Parsons. Duh. They gave up two first-round picks and an aging defensive tackle. I don't buy into any of the propaganda about how this makes Dallas better because now they can stop the run. You do not get better by trading away Michael Parsons and getting just one singular guy back in return. I would have given up Daron Payne and three first-round picks. Would it have taken a lot of convincing? Yes. Would Adam Peters have had to swindle Jerry Jones so bad that multiple states in this country would have called it elder abuse? Yes. But I wanted Micah Parsons here. And this is where we open up the phone lines. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Should Washington have gone all in on going and getting Micah Parsons? 301-230-0980. You can tweet me as well, at the Denton Day. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in on the Team 980.